Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
Tonight on the Bob and Tom Game Show Network, the creators of Shark Tank are taking things to a whole new level this season. Entrepreneurs are pitching their business ideas to a new panel of judges.
All right, guys, I think you're going to want to invest in this. My invention is a self-watering plant. You see, I've created a special hydration...
Enough! Yeah. Quiet, you pussy! Your idea's crap! I'll give you exactly nothing for it!
What?
Now, what say ye, parrot?
Loser! That's stupid!
What?
Move over, Mark Cuban and Shark Tank. This is Captain Dave's Great White Shark Tank.
Follow the switch!
No! The whole thing was my wife's idea. Kill her!
If you think three rich businessmen are ruthless, wait till you see what five hungry sharks think of your idea.
Bon voyage, loser! All right, who's up next?
You know what? Mine's not ready just quite yet. I'm going to go ahead and pass, okay? Thanks anyway.
Don't miss the season premiere of Captain Dave's Great White Shark Tank. Right after an all-new cash casket.
Oh, Uncle Clarence, I'm going to miss you.
Whoa, I just put $1,000!
Yeah. Only on the Bob and Tom Game Show Network.
Cash casket?
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, everybody, be cool. We're being hijacked by a hacker. Be cool.
Oh, man, look at that hat.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Griswold. Boy. Do you know what your passwords are?
Man, I wish I was as cool as you.
It's Al Jackson joining us.
It is.
And you got a nice light pink hat on. I got one of those on, too.
That looks like a rag and bone. Well, is that a rag and bone? What is that?
Look, Chicky, I'm going to break. I'm trying to figure out a way to disseminate this information to the men that are my age in this country. Okay. I get everything from kind of like weird overseas Japanese companies through Amazon. Okay. So I got a bunch of these knitted hats in like every different color. So I have pink, red, blue, black, gray, all that. And it just makes all your outfits look like you have 50 more outfits, but really you just paid $22 for 11 wool hats.
Yeah, but that pink knitted cap you found on the street after a woman's march, didn't you?
I actually bought this from an auction. It was the original guys from Fat Albert's hat, and I got it reported.
Mushmouth and who was
Weird Harold?
Yeah, Weird Harold.
Live action.
Oh. Yeah,
looks good. No, you do look very good.
Yeah. You can pull it off. Now the shades, are those ones that change color when it gets indoors and outdoors?
They probably are, and you know it's weird. I don't know if this is like a thing amongst a lot of other people, but I think I have a weird, not sensitivity to light, but I like to. I walk around almost all the time. Literally in rose-colored glasses or either yellow. I think it makes me happier looking at the world almost through like an Instagram filter.
Oh,
so now I'm just kind of like a pit boss in Casino. Mm. I just constantly have on these glasses, but I don't have like the money or the juice that those guys
have. Sunglasses, you kind of look like the Unabomber.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. That's a milestone on this show. That is my new favorite joke. Contextually genius. Yeah, I was so good I couldn't even laugh.
I mean, it was good. Look, it's I do appreciate you trying to promote my new show on Stars All Black. It's a cool venture that we're going after. We want to talk to both communities.
I watch Stars All Black so much. You probably wouldn't be surprised. But
if you're going to go full Unabomber, he would need to have a really unkempt, massive afro.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Because I was always upset about the... Because
the Unabomber had such a great hair. You can't have a haircut like that.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's the whole thing with the Unabomber. He had this great head of hair, but he didn't take care of it.
Well, it's hard to get a good haircut when you're writing a manifesto in a hallway. Yeah. I don't know about you, but...
Thank you for that. I think we've lost perspective as to why his
hair
wasn't
done. You live in a hovel, Tom. See what kind of hairstyle you have.
He chose to live there. I did. How's your manifesto going, Al?
I think any comic, but especially myself, if I wrote a manifesto or like if I did something, they came to look to find one, they would just find like five half written ones. Cause that's how comics roll. I'd be like, let me tell you something. This world is, hold on. And then, okay, this world is good. Like it would just never finish. Like,
I'll work it out on stage.
What's the difference between a book and a manifesto?
Well, manifesto is like a statement of an analysis of culture and statehood. And
they're rarely published.
usually self-published in your disgusting apartment that's covered in old newspapers.
Uh-huh. There was a really good album called Manifesto. Was that Roxy Music? Maybe I forget.
No, it couldn't have been.
Al, they're going to be touring. Great.
Your ADD is.
Al, I just grabbed my phone. Do you do this when you're like driving somewhere? You think of a funny comic premise. And then you come look at it a few days later and you have, geez, I wonder why I wrote spicy tuna roll subwoofer, which is actually on my phone.
Oh, I thought maybe that was your shopping list.
What could that be?
You know, Tom, that kind of note reminds me of my drinking days, because whenever you would be out having fun with the fellas, you think you are a genius, especially as a comic writer. You're like, oh, and then I'm going to remember this nugget. And then the next morning it just says, waitress, ? And you're like, I don't know what that was. I don't know if that was a bit or whatever. So, yes, I have some more context even for yourself.
Yeah. So who knows what some of these mean? Mm. Now, here's one I know. This is Allie Breen theme song.
Yeah, we know you're working on that.
I'm working on that. Now, I've also got Al Jackson theme song. Al, should it be something in the rap genre, the hip hop, or would you like something more soulful, a little like a 70s, 60s?
I want whoever is making this little ditty to think about what two black hitmen in the early 70s would be listening to on the way to a job.
Yes.
That's what I want. When the car is quiet and you just know you got a job to do. And it's going to go down. And it's unpleasant, but this guy didn't pay.
Mm. Okay.
What song are you listening to? That's what I need.
Okay. That's a really good start for me. And I, of course,
Tom, I have some guys I can hire. Like NBA 2K. I have to ask you a question, Tom.
I'm excited.
What about Super Al?
Oh, like Superfly?
Well, I don't want to do a parody. If I was going to do one, I would probably do the greatest of all the blaxploitation.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Trouble Man. Would you agree with this, Al? Mm. Trouble Man, by far, all that music is great, but Trouble Man is just spectacular.
Man, 110th Street is I love 110th Street because even though that song's probably early 70s, so it's almost 50-some years old, it still embodies what downtown is and what the downtown and like all the different dynamics and the people interacting and the opportunities for good and bad. It's just, I think it's such a timeless song.
My problem with Trouble Man is that it sounds like the instruments are falling out of a truck, Al. Go ahead. You be
well, at the very beginning.
You be the judge, Al.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that's been modified.
So, what are you talking about?
I think I've got the feel that I've got in my head. I've got the feel that Al wants. We'll call it Pulp Jackson.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Kind of
right. but Super Al was too much of a parody.
I'm not going to take Superfly and make crazy. It Super Al.
How about this one?
Give it up for Al Sweet Face. Jackson!
That's good.
It is good.
That's a classic, timeless. I'm fine with that forever. I'm on that plate.
They don't play that when they introduce Al on the television, on, of course, the Daily Blast Live. Watch Al almost every day.
Well, it's a news show. He's not a professional wrestler. He doesn't have walk-up
music. Yeah, it would be very strange.
And that's my criticism of the show. They never let Al loose. Al's got to be so serious all the time. You know, I'm just saying. They should have like a special segment every few days where they let Al do like 3 minutes of contemporary current events stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've offered, you know what, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like to crank out new material, especially, you know what is weird is like sometimes there are weeks where like everything is so depressing. You're like, I can't even think about making a joke out of this. Yeah, so I think some weeks would be good, but then like we'd have to pick and choose what weeks.
I got today's skit for you, Al. You get up there, they got a mic, they've got a brick wall in back of you, and ladies and gentlemen, the comedy stylings of Al Jackson. As soon as they say that, some guy comes off camera and tackles you.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, the guy was armed. What the hell is happening?
That'd be funny.
You guys, obviously, the comics in there for since day one. I've had somebody come on stage with me. She wasn't really aggressive, but she was drunk and not happy, but she wasn't like violent. I really don't know any comic that hasn't had somebody approach the stage or come on stage.
This is getting bad. Did you talk about it yesterday? I didn't see the show.
We did. We talked about it yesterday, and I think there's just this thing where now everybody, the issues that comics used to talk about, we were paid to like, go make us feel okay about like getting divorced or gaining weight or losing your job. And now people are going to comedy shows going, he better not talk about losing jobs because the jobs report was not good this month. That's insensitive. It's like, that's what comics aren't supposed to talk about, the good stuff. Everybody likes Disney World. So as a comic, my thing is like, well, I'm about to write 10 jokes about why Disney World stinks. You know, and how comics roll.
Yeah, but everybody's forgetting that. I did a couple great hunks about the invasion of Ukraine today and got nothing.
Exactly. Like, I need to work on the end.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay, Al, we got time for two words. Help me with my hip-hop-ish vocabulary, please.
Tom, we did well last week. I wouldn't say great, but I would say we did well. So we're going to start with one that's just going to build your confidence because this is really on you. So, Tom, I'm going to ask you to give me three ways to use the word jack. J-A-C-K.
Well, there's, of course, the simplest carjack to rob a vehicle. He don't know jack. You could say, wow, that guy's really loaded. He's got a lot of jack.
Yes.
Right? Those are all pretty good.
I will take that last one. The last one's a little iffy.
Oh, I'd always heard. I'd heard money referred to as jack before.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I've never heard money. And that's how you would use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a Kerouac, like history thing, maybe?
Yeah, and then, then there's the, you know, Josh was late for the break again. He was visiting his friend Jack.
Oh, gosh.
There's that. I haven't had myself.
Having a Jack.
Well, they brought in donuts, so what else could I do?
But all is forgiven after, what was it again, Manifesta?
Unabomber.
I'm sorry. The Unabomber and his Manifesta.
That manifesta.
Although, by the way, the woke term now is Womanifesta, I think is the...
Veyafesta.
Only Josh and I love that. Now, what's a, that's a good. So, did I get it right?
Those three count. we're just going to be right now. The way I look at it, you are a solid one for one.
Al, what's one of the obvious ones that we left out?
Honestly, the ones that I would do, I would just in a like a confrontational way, you could be like, nah, Jack. It's not going to go like that.
Oh,
you could
okay.
be referring to somebody else like that. You know, like, hey, Jack, I don't know what you thought this was. This is not, I'm not the one to do that with.
So it's disrespectful calling them not by their actual name.
It's just almost a way of almost calling like somebody like buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, where you were from, but like this, that doesn't fly here.
Tom, there's also, man, that place, Willie and I tried to go to a club the other night, but it was jacked up. We couldn't get in. It was.
Yeah. Look at that, Tom.
Yeah. Now, in my car, I have a tire jack.
Yeah. I mean, that's more of a noun.
Is that the guy?
Using regular contemporary uses, but I do like that that is still a use.
Good job, the person named Jack that you pay to change your tire when you have an issue with it?
So that would be, I'm going to need a lot of jack to pay Jack to use that jack.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, while you work on that, I'm going to go jack.
We got time for one more. Al Jackson, what is it?
All right, and Tom, this is I think you're going to get this if you think about it. Tom, what does we talked last week about what oppy meant? OPPY. What does droppy mean?
Oh boy, well, I know there's that whole thing now that drives me crazy that everyone is the new album's getting dropped today. The new Star Wars preview was dropped yesterday. When did that? Just pervade.
How would you like it?
Yeah, what'd you like what people to say?
Released. And there's the mic drop. Sound engineers everywhere. Hey, thanks for taking our $10,000 microphone and slamming it in the ground because you rhymed hope and dope. Genius.
That's like Tom heard some rap on the way to work he didn't care for.
Yeah, he's upset about it.
He's real angry about it.
Yeah, there's a rhyming dictionary on the web.
It might cost $70.
Okay, help me here.
You would do it to refer
droppy
to something you owned. You could be looking at it and saying, man, it's a little droppy outside, right from your window into your driveway. That's your hint.
Oh, it's raining.
What would be in your driveway, Tom?
Bicycle? Car? Automobile.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a flat tire on my bicycle.
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know what to do anymore.
Why'd you correct automobile from car? Car was fine.
Okay. So if my car's a little droppy, it means it got rained on? Is that what...
No,
but if it was droppy, it would be really bad if it rained.
Oh, the top's down.
There you go. You got the drop top. I got it. It's real droppy right now. You see what I'm driving? Tom, how do you not have a drop top?
I can't stand having a convertible or I have a sunroof that I've never opened.
I just want to close yourself off from the world.
Don't you like to feel the wind in your hair?
You know, my dermatologist insists that I not have the sunroof open. So
it's not you being a psycho.
When you're driving somewhere,
you know you can wear a hat.
I don't like the sunroof. I don't care for it. I've got one, and it came with a car. I have no choice.
When you drive somewhere, how many times do you lock your car door in your own car?
I lock in the garage first thing in the morning. I don't want those deer crawling through the woods and getting me. Al Jackson is one of the featured performers on the Daily Blast Live on a television set near you or on your computer.
A terrific man.
He's the auteur of Where is Baby Ford, a benefit project for autism, and Al is a handsome man. And sadly, I hate to report he lives in the beautiful state of Colorado and doesn't ski.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
What a waste. Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday during the commercial break. I think you got to learn how to ski young. Because now I know all the stuff I can break and I'm too scared and I can't learn.
Oh, you can learn. I'll give you some lessons. Get you up at the top and ditch you.
He lives in Colorado. He's a professional.
Hey, as I ski down, hey, Jack, good luck.
On your way down.
Hey, Al, it's always a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hey, I love you.
Love you, Al. See you,
bye,
man.
Al.
All right. If you get a chance to see Al stand up, he's the best.
Yes.
And
very fun.
I wish they'd let him loose. The TV
well,
show.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? We're talking about some tougher things.
Well, it is a news show, Tom.
A rough week.
You know, you're not in charge of everything.
And that's why everything
you
sucks.
You know, this is an important point.
That's why everything sucks. True words have never been spoken.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.